Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Dalad Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So again, the kasha was, as how could Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino be Mevatot Teisefer Shvias if Teisefer Shvias is Daraisa? So the Gemara's first teretz is that they were only Mevatot Beshamim Beis Hillel's extension. But in Echanami, they still hold of the Din Daraisa that Teisefer Shvias is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara now, a second teretz for Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino mi Daraisa Batalu. And no, they weren't just Mevatot Beshamim Beis Hillel's extension. They were talking Mevatot the whole Din of Teisefer Shvias, even the Din Daraisa. My time. How were they able to do such a thing? Gamer Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos, Bereishis. They learned from Shabbos to Shemitah. Ma'ala halan hi asura lefanel acharei mutarin. Just like when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is asura in Malacha. But before and after Shabbos is mutar. Afkan hi asura lefanel acharei mutarin. So too by Shemitah. Shemitah is asura, but before and after Shemitah is mutar. Maskefa Rabashi. However, asked Rabashi on this teretz. How could that be? Man damer hilchasa. Asik zeir shavar akar hilchasa. Uman damer kra. We mentioned before Machlekas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva if Tesefer Shvias is learned from a pasuk like Rabbi Akiva said, or it's a halach l'meishim Sinai like Rabbi Shmuel said. Either way, how could Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai make their own gezeir shava and then through their own man-made gezeir shava be mevatel din daraisa? Whether that din daraisa is a pasuk or halach l'meishim Sinai, either way, that wouldn't make any sense. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, different teretz that how could Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai be mevatel Tesefer Shvias? Says the Rav Ashi. First of all, they held like Rabbi Shmuel that Tesefer Shvias is not from a pasuk; it's halach l'meisha Mesinai. And Mamela, they could say that when the halach l'meisha Mesinai was given, it was said over that bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That the whole din of Tesefer Shvias is only when we have a beis hamikdash. Now, how could we just assume such a thing? It's not so crazy because we know that when the halach l'meisha Mesinai of Tesefer Shvias was sent over, so it was sent over together with Nisach HaMayim. So it's Dumya to Nisach HaMayim, so it's not far-fetched to say that it should be similar to Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim was the water that they poured on the Mizbeach during Sukkot. That was only when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Avo Bizman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayim Lai. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then there's no Halach L'Meshim Sinai. Just like there's no Halach L'Meshim Sinai of Nisach HaMayim, it's not far-fetched to say that there's also no Halach L'Meshim Sinai of Tesefer Shvias. So that's how Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai, they were able to take away the Halacha Meshim Sinai, they weren't really taking it away, they were explaining that it doesn't apply anymore. We said in the Mishnah that even though you're allowed to do malacha for a davar avin and wash and water a stay beis hashlachin, you're not allowed to water. You're not allowed to use the water from rainwater or a mekiloin, which is water from a well. So bishlam a mekiloin, I understand why you can't use water in a well because it's deep in the ground. You have to dig buckets to fill it up. You could tirchi yaseira. That's tirchi yaseira. And even though you could do malacha on chalamai for davar avin, you cannot do it if it involves tirchi yaseira. But to use rainwater, so that doesn't necessarily involve tircha. The rainwater could be pretty high up. So why is that a problem? Says the Gemara to Terutzim, Amar Avilam, Rabbi Yochanan, Gzeira Megashamim, Atu Mekilin. You're right, there's Be'atzim no tircha yaseira in using rainwater. However, it's similar to Mekilin. And so they made a Gzeira that you can't use Megashamim, Atu Mekilin. Ravashi Amar Megashamim, Gufayu, Lide Mekilin Asu. Then no, Megashamim actually is problematic. Even if it's not problematic now, eventually, as you continue to draw water from it, it's not a natural spring that's constantly replenishing, the middle of the water level eventually goes down, and it becomes like mekilin, that you have to bend down, take your buckets, fill it up, and it takes a tremendous amount of work to get the water. So that would be tirchi yaseira. The kamifli gibit Reb Zeira. And nafkamina, their machlaikas, would be the memra of Reb Zeira. The amr Reb Zeira, amr Rabba bar Yirmi, amr Shmuel. Naharis hamayish chamayim min agamim. If you have naharis that are bringing water near your field from the agam, which is a big pool of rainwater, it's mutr lahashkis man bechudol shamayim. You're allowed to use that in cholamayim. So mar islid Reb Zeira. Rav Ashi holds like Reb Zeira. Meaning, Rav Ashi said that the only problem with megashamim is because eventually the water level goes down. But in this agam, it's a tremendous body of water that's not going down, that's not going to lead to Tirch Yisera, Mamela it's going to be Mutter. Umar Lasid Reb Zeira, Reb Yochanan said that the problem with Megashamim is that it's up to Mekiloin, it's similar to Mekiloin, so I'm not going to care if this is a big body of water that's still going to be Aser, so Reb Yochanan would not agree to this Chiddush of Reb Zeira. Now, Gufa, we mentioned Amrab Zera, Maraba, Bar Yemi, Amar Shmuel, Naharis Hamayish Chemayim Minagamim, Mutta Lahashus Mehem Bechulo Shamayit. So we just explained that halacha, that you're allowed to use it to water your field on Cholamayit because there's no chance that the water level is going to go so down it's going to be and that it's going to lead to Tirchi Yisera. So that's, and we were already Masber the Din, but the Gemara now is going to bring that Rav Yirmiyah didn't know this Hesber. So Eser Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zera, Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zera, Avolemi Mega Shamim Volemi Mega Keeling, how could you just allow this? This is water. This is rainwater. How, at the Mishnah says you can't use rainwater. So Amar Leh, Sir Abzeir explained to him that Yirmiyah Bri, he said, Yirmiyah, my son, Derech Chavivus, he said, my son Yirmiyah, Hani Agamim, Debavel, Kamaya Delay Paski Dami, Damu. That this, even though it's rainwater, the rainwater is the ponds of the swamps in Bavel, since Bavel gets so much rain, so there's no chashash that the water level is going to go down, and that's going to lead to Tirch Yisera, and Mameila it's water. Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Psikais, Abreichos, Nismalu, Mayim, Erev Yamtif, it's Asr Lahashkis, Mayim, Bechulo Shomayit. If you have these ditches or pools of water, of rainwater, that got filled up Erev Yamtif, so you're not allowed to water your field on Cholamayit. Again, like we just said, at least a field of Ashi, it's because eventually the water level goes down and it's going to lead to Tirch Yisera. However, says the Braisa, Vimhaisa Amasamayim Averis Beinayan, if you have an Amasamayim that's bringing spring water and it's right next to these ponds, so then it's mutter, so then you're allowed to use the water from the pond to water your field, because what's the concern? That maybe eventually the water level will go down and it's going to be a Tirch Yisera. It's not a big deal. You'll just leave. You'll pun intended, ditch the psikais and the breichais, and you'll go to the Amasamayim to water your field. So there's no chashash. Amar Papa v'husha rubay shalais asada shaisem ayis amasamayim. But it's only true that you'll ditch the pond, that you'll ditch the psikos and breichos, and use the amasamayim if the amasamayim has adequate water to water at least rive of your field. Ravashi amar afa pisha ein rubay shalais asada shaisa. No, even if it doesn't have enough water to water rive of your field, still kaven dekamashcha v'asia, since it's constantly replenishing, the amasamayim is bringing water from a natural spring, so it's constantly coming. So therefore, Meimar Amar, the farmer will surely say, it's not enough water to water my field all in one day. Fine, so over the next 2-3 days, eventually there'll be enough water, and you won't be tireach to take water from the psikos and breichos. Tanur Abanim, we learned in the Breisa, a breichos neitefes mayim istad bias hashulchan zu, mutter lahashkus menu stay bias hashulchan acheres. You have two fields, one higher than the other, and you have a ditch on the lower field, and that ditch is being filled with water from the higher field. The higher field is overflowing with water, and water is dripping into the lower field, and it's filling up this pool of water. You're allowed to take that water from that pool and water the lower field. Ask the Gemara of Havida de Pascha. Why? It's like rainwater. It's Havida de Pascha. How are you allowed to use that? Eventually, the water level is going to go down. So I'm Rav Yirmiyah v'adayin imitat tefes. To know there's a constant drip from the higher field to the lower field. Now, Amar Abaye qualified, and he explained that this is only mutter v'ushalei pasuk mayan rishayin. That in the top field, there's a spring that hasn't stopped. So therefore, there's no reason to assume that the spring will ever stop, memela that the drip will ever stop, and memela that the pool of water will ever get lower, and that's why you're allowed to use this pool of water to lower to water the bottom field. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Menasyo Imer, Shtei Aruga Izu Lamala Mizu, Stamanu Alacha, if you have two rows in the field, one's higher than the other, Lo Yidla Min HaTachtayna V'yashkes El Yoyna. You can't take water from the lower row and water the higher row, because that's Tirchi Yisera. And Yisrael Kein Amar Reb Elazar Bar Shimon, that afila aruga achas, even if it's the same row in the field, it's one row, but chetzi anamach v'chetzi gavoya, but half the row is lower than the other half, lo yidla mimakim namach v'yashke lamakim gavoya, you can't take water from the lower part and water the higher part, again, because of Tirchi Yisera.